It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition for August 10th, 2018. First of all, today you notice that I am sounding much better. I am in my office and I am recording on the good equipment this time. And that is because I actually need to read stuff and actually have notes. So today I'm going to be talking about derived precipitation products. And the ones I'm going to highlight are specifically within RadarScope and the ones that they have out there. And there's two that are in RadarScope that I'm not going to cover, mostly because I'm a little confused of exactly why they use them. I can talk about those in a little bit later on, just a kind of basic understanding, I guess, what I'm seeing. but one of the first ones I am going to talk about is the Digital Accumulation Array, or DAA, as apparently the people in know call it. So basically, Digital Accumulation Array will show you how much precipitation has fallen in the past hour. This is the raw data that comes right from the radar. So that is what all these derived precipitation products, they're pretty much using for looking for potential flash flooding or something related to flash flooding, you know, whether it's predicting it or monitoring for flash flooding. So this is just, you know, good to see, you know, how much in the past hour has fallen. Another one that's based on the past hour is the storm total accumulation. This one a little more confused on slightly, but kind of in the basic terms, it estimates how much, again, how much precipitation has fallen in the last hour. But this one, they add a little bias to it, or potentially could add some bias to it to kind of improve the output. Digital accumulation rate is updated with every radar scan along with the storm total accumulation. The third one I was going to talk about is the digital storm total accumulation. So this one is the one that I found absolutely fascinating in the flooding in Dallas last year. In fact, it's pretty close to almost a year ago. So this is the estimated total precipitation from the beginning of a participation event. And that Dallas event is the one where the National Weather Service had to come up with a whole new color scheme in order to properly measure totals, because they were blowing out any total they had previously ever had set up in before. So obviously, again, helps monitor for flash flooding. This one, you know, measures the entire duration of the event rather than just in the past hour. So there's two others that RadarScope has. One is the storm total difference, and I believe the digital storm total, or 1 hour difference. Yeah, 1 hour difference, total storm difference. So both of those are used to compare against some legacy precipitation accumulation products. So it kind of looks like they're kind of using it kind of that to average it out and hopefully get a little better data. But I cannot say that for sure. So I don't use those too much. I was using the storm total or digital storm total accumulation. I have used the digital storm total accumulation just to kind of especially in like the hurricane situation, stuff like that, just the out of curiosity of how much water's out there. I haven't used it too much otherwise, other than when I start hearing about flash flooding in, you know, so much inches of rain in such a short period of time. And, you know, I'm just out of curiosity, hey, what does that look like on the radar or within the application? So definitely a a few other things that you can look at if you're certainly you look at the radar applications and what all you can see out there, and just how gives you the additional ideas of these National Weather Service people. They're usually issuing these because of these products, and that's how they're kind of getting their data to start with. And then obviously ground truth coming from storm spotters in the end is what gives them the real world. This is what actually is happening. So the video of the day comes from the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, where they had a couple animals that were killed because of large hail. Well, someone caught video of it, I'm not exactly sure what exhibit necessarily this is, but it's one of those exhibits where they kind of have the water partially up the window, and you can see the hail dropping into the water, and it's just kind of a cool thing to see, just how hail, when it hits water, just what exactly, how it falls in there and how far it goes. It's kind of an interesting thing. Obviously a very sad situation with the was a turkey vulture and a duck that were killed due to that, but the video itself is kind of cool to watch, and that's a video on Facebook, so I will, of course, add that into the show notes for you, so you kind of look at that. And then I also link you to this other site that has pointed to for some of these other products and just exactly what they're used for. I will probably come back to here and clean up some, add in a few more things or a few more notes from some of the other products that I previously talked about, just to kind of add in a little extra information in there. So other than that, I think that is good for today. So I will talk to you tomorrow. And just remember, stay weather aware. Bye. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.